Dale Early Intervention Project has been awarded prestigious recognition by the US Department of Health and Human Services. The Preparing for Life program has been in operation in Darndale for 14 years, helping families with children from birth to 4 years old. For more on the program and why it's received this US recognition, I'm joined by Professor Orla Doyle of the UCD School of Economics, and she is a principal investigator on the Preparing for Life program. Professor Doyle, you're very welcome to the program.
Good evening, Cormac. How are you?
Not too bad. And I can't wait to hear about this program, I must say. And you've been evaluating this for, is it more than a decade?
15 years now. Yeah, we've been evaluating this program here in Dublin called Preparing for Life. But we were really delighted last week when the US Department of Health and Human Services kind of recognized that this is now a program of excellence. So basically, they've deemed it to be effective in improving children's development. So they have this list of approved programs where they review all the scientific evidence that have been published evaluating the effectiveness of these programs. And as I said, for the last 15 years, I've been evaluating the effectiveness of Preparing for Life. We've published lots of different scientific papers showing that it improves children's cognitive skills, their language skills, their self-control, their socio-emotional skills. And now the Department of Health and Human Services have reviewed this evidence and deemed it was a high enough quality to say for sure that this program does work. It does improve children's lives.
Okay, so it goes to show the importance of early intervention. Tell me, though, what does the program do, Orla?
So the program, it provides support to families from pregnancy until age 5. So every family in the program has a home visitor. The home visitor visits the family's homes every couple of weeks, and they really support and educate the parents around child development and parenting. So the program does follow a curriculum based on tip sheets, but it's very flexible. So it really works with families where they are at in their lives right now. It adopts like this strengths-based approach. So what's working well in the family and how can we enhance that? So it shows parents that they, you know, that they are really experts in their children's lives. They can shape their children's development in very simple ways through, you know, how do they interact with them? How do they follow their cues? How do they stimulate their development?
And why was Darndale chosen? What are the challenges facing families there?
Well, parenting is not easy for anyone. And, you know, that's made even harder when there may be other issues going on in the household, such as dealing with, you know, low kind of financial income, cost of living crisis, being worried about homelessness, or dealing with some kind of past trauma or existing traumas in the household. So what the aim of this program does, and the reason it was developed, was really to support families to raise happy and healthy kids who have the skills and resilience to really thrive in sometimes difficult circumstances that many of these families will be experiencing.
How many families are benefiting from this program, Orla?
Well, originally in our study, there was 200 families, and we were evaluating it using what we call a randomized control trial. So that means half of the families had the home visitor support them for 5 years and the other half did not. And that's how we were able to evaluate the effectiveness. But since then, the program has gone on to be rolled out more widely in Darndale, but also in several other communities around the country. So like it's in Etai, Balbriggan, I'm trying to remember, Newbridge, Bray, Ballinasloe, Finglas, Castlebar. So the program is now being rolled out to more families around Ireland. And at the moment, I'm in Chicago, where we are doing another randomized control trial of the program. So, you know, we showed that this program worked in Darndale, but now we are working with families in the south side of Chicago in an area called Back of the Yards. And we're working with an implementation partner called Casa Central, as well as folks at the University of Chicago. And we really want to do another trial to see, you know, does this program work with Latino families?
Okay. My God, Orla, how gratifying it must be to help little human beings reach their potential, because this is a lifelong benefit, I assume.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been tracking the families in the original program since they were born, basically. At our last assessment, they were 9 years old. And we found that, you know, even 5 years after the children had left the program, you know, they had higher IQ, they'd better reading and math scores in schools, they'd better executive functioning, which meant, you know, they're more likely to resist that marshmallow or that donut. And we're just about to go back into the field and assess the children now that they're 14 years old. And obviously at 14, they're now in secondary school. And we want to see if the program has long, you know, effects in the teenage world. You know, we're going to be measuring things like puberty kind of antisocial behavior and health behaviors and things like that. But ultimately, what we want to do is to follow these children throughout their lives, because there is evidence in other countries that intervening early in life, you know, can result in much better outcomes later in terms of labor market outcomes and things like that. So we want to keep following these kids forever.
Yeah, big time.
If they let us.
I hope they do, and I hope the benefit does follow them throughout their teenage lives and beyond as well. Well, look, this is fascinating. Can I ask you, though, how gratifying briefly it is to get the US recognition?
Yeah, as I said, it's like winning in this world that I work in. It's like winning the World Cup. Yeah. It's really, you know, we've written a lot of academic papers and we've published them in very good journals. But really, for a U.S. department to recognize that the evidence that we've produced is of such a high quality that we can say for sure that this program works, it's really gratifying. Mm-hmm. It's probably, you know, it's definitely one of the highlights of my career so far.
Well, congratulations to you and all of your colleagues, and especially to the young children as well involved in the program. Professor Orla Doyle of the UCD School of Economics and the Principal Investigator for the Preparing for Life program. It's the Preparing for Life program. And what a program it is. Thank you, Orla, for joining us on the program. Some breaking news before we go, because the Israeli Defense Forces have held a news briefing in the last half hour or so. Speaking with reporters in Tel Aviv, Rear Admiral...